Frank, you were on last Sunday, Rosapenna Golf Club, champions of Ulster, taking on the champions of Leinster and hopefully the winners of Munster and Connacht. Tell us how you got on Friday against the Leinster champions, Carton House.
On Friday morning, we faced Carton House, who won the Leinster section. We got on quite well. We beat them three and a half to one and a half. The last match we're doing called a half. Our last man, Patrick Kennedy, was actually one up playing the last hole, but it was all over at that stage as we'd won matches number two, three and four.
And how tight was it?
Well, Friday's match against Carton wasn't that tight. We looked like winning three, four and five. Our second match, Andy Kennedy, he was two up with two to go. And his man, a young Irish international, finished quite well, D. Carey. And ended up having to go to the 21st to win his match, the third tie hole, which he won with a birdie four. And we'd already won match three and four, so that was the tie effectively over.
So, good victory. Then it was the next day before you played the final, and that was against County Sligo. I think I got a feeling that you were of the opinion County Sligo were going to be quite strong.
That's right, they would be. They last won the Senior Cup in 2007. They won it back-to-back in 96 and 97. They would have had two teams at the Cups and Shields finals this week. They also had the Barton Shield team there, which would also be at a very high level. It's actually scratch foursomes. And they were beaten by... County Sligo were beaten by Clandeboy, who went on to win it. So they were... out for revenge on Saturday to win something.
Mm-hmm. How did it turn out?
Well, we got on okay. We were doing quite well. It was very close until near the end. Our first match out, Donald Boyd was going quite well, and his man finished very strongly to win 3-1. And then our second match, Martin McDermott played Irish international Gary McDermott, and Marty had. Played very well all day against them, had been up the whole way until the 18th, where Gary made a fantastic birdie four to Marty's par five to win one up. And we won match three and four, and then unfortunately we lost the last match out on the course. It was 2-2, and it all came down to the last match and just a couple of putts and the last few holes.
So you give a good account of yourself, one would have to say.
We did, yeah. Our first time at the national finals and Senior Cup, and we gave Ross's Point, who would be there nearly every year. They would come out of Connacht in either Barton Shield or Senior Cup nearly every year, so it was fantastic to give them such a tight game yesterday.
Did you learn much from that competition?
We did, yeah. It's great to get there, and some people say it's good to lose one before you can win one, so everybody will take something away from the week and hopefully come back that wee bit stronger next year.
Mm-hmm. Why are County Sligo so strong?
They would have a very strong junior section. They have a very good professional in David Robinson, and they would have a good junior coaching. And they always seem to have very good players coming through the ranks year after year. They had a couple of young guys in the team this year, in their early 20s, who've played for Ireland at different levels. And then Gary McDermott, who's in his early 30s, who's an Irish international as well. So they have great strength and depth the whole way through, as we do. But a lot of their guys would play a lot of tournament golf and would be full-time golfers nearly year-round as well.
Mm-hmm. Will Rosapenna do anything different now? Will they put in new structures maybe to try and be stronger next year?
No, I don't think so. From what we've done this year, we've learned a lot. So we have a good head start next year. We have the Senior Cup qualifying actually at Rosapenna, and the round one and round two of the match play will both be played here on our Sandy Hills links. So we have a good head start next year with a bit of home advantage.
Is there a date fixed for that already?
It's I think the third Sunday in May, around the 25th or 26th of May 2014.
That's something to look forward to.
It is, yeah.
Frank, thanks for joining us this afternoon, and well done.
No problem. Thanks, Miles.
Thank you very much indeed.